So, was your father affected by the depression?
I wouldn't say. He's affected, but not as much as other people, I would put it that way.
He was in the produce business, right?
No, farming.
Oh, excuse me.
He
Farming.
was farming.
Asparagus farming?
Yes,
Isn't that
asparagus.
sort of an aristocratic kind of, vegetable? In other words, it's something not like, it's not that inexpensive, right? It's considered expensive at the
That time,
supermarket.
that's right. Especially
So,
that time too.
wouldn't
There's not too many asparagus farmers.
Right. So wouldn't the demand for asparagus go down when people can have hard when people had hardly enough money to buy their own bread and butter?
The rich
The rich,
buy it. That's
yeah,
right.
I see. Okay,
Because around in the 20s at that time, Biltmore Hotel is considered one of the most expensive hotel in L.A. They put in order ahead of time to buy them.
I see. What about your friends? Were they affected in any way?
I think a lot of them are affected by
Did you
it,
s see, you know, did anybody come and tell you, or did you watch, did you witness anything different during the depression?
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that they're affected that much. The Chinese, in fact, they hold up a lot better than other races do.
Interesting.
Or the Mexicans.
On the whole, do you think the Chinese have done better than the average population in Los
I
Angeles?
think so. Because that time, the Chinese are very, they, even though they affected like their depression, they wouldn't go for welfare, you know.
Why do you suppose they wouldn't go for welfare?
In a way, they said other people might look down on them.
So if they ever needed money, what would they do? Go to their relatives?
That's right. And borrow, and they wouldn't go to. I know quite a few of near relatives that was living here that time, of workers at our ranch. They wouldn't go for welfare. If they're short of money, they'll come by my dad or and ask for a loan or something like that rather than go for welfare.
What kind of jobs did most Chinese engage in before the war?
At that time, there was a lot of farming, so there's a lot of farming work.
Manual labor, do you mean?
Yes. It's hard work, but I wouldn't mind it because it's clean and you know,
Well,
every summer I'd go out and help my dad
When you were in
when I
high
was in
school.
high school,
What
or
else
even junior high school at that time.
How many farmers did your father hire for these two farmers he owned?
Oh, it all depends. If it's not during the season, then there's hardly much work. See, all you need is cultivation and then irrigation, which he needs maybe one or two help, that's all, see. And then during the asparagus season, he'll have to hire anywhere from 6 to 12 people.
In one ranch.
Yes.
Do you remember how much they were being paid?
Oh, I remember that well in the 20s. They were only getting $1 a day.
Was that the average?
If
How
you're
does it
a
compare with everybody else, say a secretary or with a cook or with,
well.
or with other farmers? Is that how much they were getting? I mean, other manual laborers.
Not too much more.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they get $30 a month.
Yeah.
And if you as a manager there or the supervisor there, or you get maybe $10 more, that's about all.
How much would say a loaf of bread cost at that time?
Oh, at that time 5 cents. It's lot different than now.
They got $1 a day. They also
they
get
still,
the
they
meals.
They,
and
yes,
the
they
room
get
and board.
They get the room and board.
Oh.
See, they live there and they have 3 meals.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast before the sun comes out, and they start working when the sun comes up, and then they quit when the sun goes down. They eat a lot of times when they have to light the candles in order to eat.
Uh-huh. And then after that, what did they do after eating?
They go to sleep, that's all.
So they work 12 hours?
Whenever the sun comes up,
yeah,
they start to work, and then the sun goes down. They see.
Uh-huh.
And
your father hired only Chinese people, right?
No. We hired some Japanese. I mean, not Japanese, but Mexican.
Oh.
Mexican.
Any Chinese.
And Chinese, so. That's right. Chinese and Mexican. Yeah.
Did your father ever pay you when you worked in the farm for him?
all through the summer, if we were lucky to get a dollar, he gives us a dollar, my brother and myself. We were so happy. We're gonna take in the movies, ice cream,
everything.
How
much
did
the movies cost?
5 cents to go in.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, later on it's 10 cents.
Oh, yeah, you can do a lot with a dollar.
See,
Yeah.
See, that's why, you know.
How much did you earn when you worked in the produce market?
I was getting about 25.
The beginning.
In 1930, when I first started, I was getting about $20 a week.
Oh, that's better than working in the farm then.
Oh, well, that time,
that's
in the 30s. So in the 30s, they were up to maybe about $50 in the farm, $50 to $60
a month.
Yeah. But I was talking at first was in the 20s.
I
see. Mm-hmm.
So you were earned like $20, $25 a week in this produce market.
Mm-hmm.
For how
average
many years?
That time.
Do you get your salary increase
for about
every?
About a year or so, and then I get a raise, and every other year another raise. So,
can you live with your income pretty comfortably, or?
Oh yes, I saved money that time. When I was making $200-$300, I wasn't saving a penny.
Oh, okay.
That time you can my family wasn't here, and I was by myself, so I saved money.
Do you have to send money back to your wife?
Mm-hmm.
No, well, not before she married.
No,
oh, after you got married.
30.
Yeah,
after.
Right.
Oh, not 1930
yeah,
you
the
got
30s,
married,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So. Now 33 I started working there.
So you send back money every month to her?
Not but say every other month.
How did you handle that?
We
through
have
the
to
mail?
Change. We have to get a Hong Kong exchange in the bank, you know, whatever you want, so much Hong Kong, you know, say 200, 100 in Hong Kong money, and you pay them here for the, you know, whatever the exchange is, say $30 or $35 for 100 or $40. And,
and this is through the bank or
through the bank, yes.
Uh-huh. And then you mail it back?
You mail it back, and then they'll go and get the, you know, whatever the exchange is back there,
uh-huh.
See.
Uh-huh.
Because the Hong Kong money and the Chinese money is different,
too. So it's really directly sent from you to Hawaii?
Yes.
Not through any association
no,
or organizations?
No.
Did you, when your father, you know, before you got married, you know, before 1930, your father ever send money back to China to other relatives?
Yes.
Did he handle the same way, or he has to go through the family association or
no,
a
no,
special?
No, no,
mm-hmm.
He just you just go to the bank like everybody else. They don't have to go to any family association or any other association.
Mm-hmm. After you send the money back, and you still were able to save the money.
Oh yes.
What did you do, or what do most people do with the money they save? Do they put it in a savings account? Do they buy stocks and bonds, or what?
Or just keep the cash?
I think some. Each one is different. So
The most people would, most Chinese would.
Do they send the money back to China to buy more land in China?
Some.
Do you ever?
But you didn't do that, right?
I didn't.
No.
I just saved my money. That's all.
Put in savings account.
Mm-hmm.
Did your father ever put money in?
He bought quite a lot of property back there. Mm-hmm.
So like
we, that's why, you know, before the communists came, you know, before the war, I was gonna, you know, come back and maybe a few years, and then I'll go back and stay there.
Handle
because
the
we have a lot of property, so I can get by, you know. And so that's what I was gonna do. That's why I didn't want. In fact, after the war, my dad told me to bring my family over. I told him no. I'm gonna leave the kids back there and get some Chinese education.
Mm-hmm.
I said, look at me. I said, I don't know any Chinese at all, practically.
How did you write to
I
your wife then?
No, that's what I said. Just barely get by. I want somebody, you know, that's real, you know,
mm-hmm.
can go through college and have a college education in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than American.
So like your father's property there is mostly like farmland or real estate or.
That's what he told us too, but
mm-hmm.
nobody do what he tells you.
Mm-hmm.
He said the best thing is to put your money in real estate,
mm-hmm.
in land, but none of us.
Who handled
look at if we keep put our money into land like he did,
mm-hmm.
we've been all rich. The family would be all rich.
Who managed the property he bought in China?
Oh,
relatively.
Well, at that time,
mm-hmm.
my wife was back there. She's back after. That's now it's nobody.
I see.
I guess the communists just take over. That's see, everything is communists take over. That's why I told you, I don't have any, you know, thinking of going back to China again. I might just want to go back there and see what the place looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no, you know, like before, that I wanted to go back there and stay there.
Yeah.
See,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You did want to do
that. Yes, that's right.
Once. Is that a very prevalent sentiment among the Chinese?
That's right.
Many wanted
that's
to go
right.
back. But that's only prevalent, would you say, among those that were born and perhaps raised there?
That's
and
right, most of them, that's right.
And not
and
true
and
of American born.
That's right.
I see. And how did most people of your age at that time meet their wives? Were they set up like you were? Or did they find their own wives here?
I think most of them do find their wives over here.
In your
family? There is a few.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, but
in your family, like how many were married back home in China? How many of your brothers and sisters?
No,
like you married
just,
in
my
China.
Older brother and me, that's all.
Uh-huh.
Mm. But the rest of them all married over here.
Because they were born here? And they were mostly like to.
No, one of them was born in China and he got married here too.
Mm-hmm.
Through
and the rest
matchmaker
of them all
even
no.
married here. He just met his wife himself.
He was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But how about your brother? You know, your older brother was through the arrangement.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about the American-born Chinese? Did you have any friends that were American-born?
Oh yes, lots of.
Were they also
right.
have arranged marriage?
No.
They tended to marry other American-born Chinese, or did they also want to go back and marry a Chinese girl, or have someone send over a,
no,
you know,
most
a, the genuine? Wanted,
most of them, they want to marry here.
Uh huh. I see. How did
only the, they're probably, their parents
mm-hmm.
would like them to go back to China and get married, but
mm-hmm.
For most of my friends, they express the desire to, you know, marry over here. Whoever they meet and like, and they marry that. But most of them, they don't want to go back to China.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Were they eager to have sons? They wanted sons more than they wanted daughters?
Well, I guess some do and some don't.
How about you?
My look at my son, youngest son, he got a daughter and he wants another daughter.
How about
but
your
you can,
parents? Your parents?
My parents, yeah, in a way, I think he does.
Yeah.
Because I remember he does. I think most of them wanted boyfriends.
Mm-hmm. How about yourself?
I did too, but after that, it's just five boys.
You got
and
five
my
boys?
My wife wanted a girl so bad, you know. Mm.
Oh.
Now we got a granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, got a
girl.
The first two, a boy, two grandson.
Grandson first.
Uh-huh. The oldest son. The oldest boy, he has two sons.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And what about your friends in terms of educating their children? Did your friends all want them to go to Chinese school, or didn't they care?
Well, I guess about 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just like me, I like to have my sons to go to Chinese school, which is in Chinatown, and it's a long ways, you know, back
mm-hmm.
and forth. That time, I don't have time to take them. See, I work part nighttime and part during the day, see, so I've got a split shift. In fact, ever since I came back from the service, when I went into Eli Produce, I was making this split shift going to work, so I couldn't take them.
How many hours did you work? Like in the evening, Starbury?
Yeah, that season, about 8 to 11, and then I come home and sleep, and then get up 5 o'clock in the morning
mm-hmm.
and start working at 6 o'clock again
mm-hmm.
until 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Is that a typical?
No.
Working
no.
Produce
market? I just happen to have that day. But a lot of them do too.
What's this regular working hour in produce market?
It's different. Now they all have one. You know, they open at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
and then everybody close around noontime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about an hour. But it seems to be that it used to be like a 12-hour day at least.
That's right.
How about in the 30s?
In the 30s, that's right.
Yeah.
In the 20s was worse.
Mm-hmm.
You go to work 7 o'clock at night and you don't get off till noontime, sometimes 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's
a long hour.
That's
work.
Right.
Yeah,
15, 16
work.
Hours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, talking about Chinese school, how about Chinese language? Do you speak Chinese at home?
I have to, because
yeah,
my wife can't speak a word of English.
How about with your parents?
My parents, same way.
With your children?
My mother can't speak a word of English
mm-hmm.
like my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Just yes and no, you know, sometimes. whatever. they learn from their grandchildren, that's all, see. Even my sister learned Chinese from her so she can converse with her, see.
Oh, how about your children? Do they speak Chinese with you?
Very little.
But how do they communicate with your wife?
That's what I mean. That's all they learned. See, even my little granddaughter, she learned to converse with her grandmother. She won't talk to me a word in Chinese. But when she speaks to her, she speaks in Chinese.
She knows that she has no other choice.
Uh-huh.
What did other people think of interracial marriage? You said your son married a Japanese, or is that?
Well, I wouldn't say that wouldn't consider in the racial because
it's
Asian.
Ethnic
like
group,
Korean and Chinese and Japanese are
the same race
anyway. See, so you mean with white or black?
What do you think
Chicano,
of that?
You know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, in the 20s. Our neighbors, there was one marrying a Mexican girl,
mm-hmm.
and there was one marrying a Italian girl. Mm. Yeah.
What's the reactions from the Chinese community to these people?
They don't care.
Mm.
But how about your parents? Your parents ever discuss that, you know?
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't mind.
Like if you married to non-Chinese,
they wouldn't like it, but
no, they made sure that he wouldn't
would.
By setting up the marriage for you. What was your reaction when you learned of the fact that they set you up with this girl you've never met before?
I didn't like it at first, but.
But then you went ahead and got married
But you did have some time to get acquaintance with your wife.
Mm.
You did see her before, a couple of times.
Oh, I knew her before I came over. I met her before I came over here.
Oh, childhood
sweetheart. I wouldn't say that because I knew her, you know, before.
Mm-hmm.
Before
so it's
I
not
came
the
over.
Real strangers
mm-hmm.
to you.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. What about the the parents, your parents' friends? Did you ever talk to them and see how they feel about things of this sort, either interracial marriage or about the education, the bringing up of their children? You know, back in the early days.
Mm, no, I didn't
have
that stuff.
What do you think of the way that the Chinese were portrayed in movies? Did you go and see any American movies where there were Chinese roles in it? Good Earth and that sort of stuff?
Oh yeah, I saw that. But what can you do? You can't do that time. Especially, nobody would listen to you anyway. How you protest.
Do you know actually somebody did protest?
No, I didn't know of any. They might
try.
Privately, come out in the open to protest like now, there wasn't any.
No, what did you object to? What sort of things did you see that you didn't like? In other words, how were they portrayed when you saw them on the screen?
Oh, well, like calling them chinks or, you know, like that, you know.
What kind of roles?
Chinamen, you know, see, and that's, you know.
In the movies?
Yeah.
And the roles
What
they
kind
play?
Of roles did they play? You know, characters
in
the film.
Mostly inactive.
They make fun of them, that's mostly.
Really? I see. What type of jobs would most Chinese in the 30s consider to be ideal for their children?
Well, I guess they all went them to be any kind of professional job, you know, you like an accountant, you can't expect that time, you can't expect them to be a congressman or something like that, you know, maybe best, maybe a lawyer, or what can you do?
Is that what you expected
among Chinese,
what did you want your children to be?
Now you can expect them to be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got the chance to, when we got out of high school, we can't even get a job as a city worker or
why
a county
not?
Worker.
Why
you go there and apply, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They give you a written test and or everything. You pass. They say, okay, you pass. We don't have a job for you yet. We'll let you know when there's one opening. But that opening will never come.
Mm-hmm.
See? They just put you, you know, see, they just put you on the hold,
mm-hmm.
and say, you come back next week, come back, you know.
So when you went into the produce business, was it because you really like it? Or was it because you feel you had not much of another choice?
Well, I feel I have no other choice.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't, you know, equipped to, I like be an accountant, but you know, I didn't go through school, so I, you know.
How about
so
your brothers and sister? Did they?
Oh yeah, they all college graduates.
Uh-huh.
From the Glenn, he was a civil engineer graduate from the University of Berkeley, I think back in 1934.
And yeah, how about your sister?
Oh yeah, my sister left. And the next one is Paul. He's graduate from SC Dental College. And Chester, he's a BC. He's a public accountant. He's working for Water and Power now.
Mm.
And
did Paul have a hard time getting into dental college at that time, or was it fairly easy?
No. That was, he was, he had a friend born that time too from Hawaii. His name is Dr. Lau.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Lau was there that time, just before the war.
Uh-huh.
And then my sister, they all went to junior college.
Mm-hmm. Did they work after that?
Uh-huh.
Or did they become housewives?
They worked, and then later they become housewives.
What type
one
of work?
One of them is a dental assistant, and this other one is a now she's working as a assistant, a school teacher, teacher assistant. Then the sixth and the number six, Gordon, is a graduate from Cal Poly at Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went into service and came back and he got his master's degree from the University of Arizona.
Mm-hmm. In what field?
In agriculture.
Agriculture.
And then the youngest one, he went to UCLA and then transferred back to SC Dental. He graduated there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went in the service, he had 2 years, and then when he come out, he went to University of Nebraska and got his specialization.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a orthodontist.
Mm-hmm.
They're both working down at Torrance.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. When they first set up their practice, it was right after the war, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Over here at 4th and Main, not Main, 4th and Hill Street.
Oh, I see.
With Dr. Lau together.
Oh, your two brothers and then Dr. Lau?
No, just Paul and Dr. Lau.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
How about the one in Torrance? That's,
they're both practicing, their office in Torrance.
The same, I think.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But not in the same building. One is at Del Amo, I think, Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
And
the I see.
So like the your older brother as engineer, did the he have?
He passed away.
But did he?
He worked for the state of Arizona engineering.
I see.
Did he before the war?
Did he have any difficulty of finding a job after he graduated from college?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, he didn't.
Neither did the accountant, right?
The Chester Chan.
Yeah.
He didn't have
he didn't,
he
had,
he worked in the Department of
He worked
Water
for somebody over here at Pasadena
first
and then he got a job.